The Milk Bar, sponsored by www.wolvesmobile.co.uk. Saving you money on your mobile, making cash for your club.
With the Milk Bar, with Jason and Nina. With the Milk Bar, with Jason and Nina. With the Milk Bar, with Jason and Nina. Jason and Nina.
Welcome along to episode 78 of The Milk Bar, Jason and Nina.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm back again.
And it was hard work making sure you got here tonight, but then again, the traffic's been horrible as well.
Not very nice, has it? I'm fine, thank you, Jason. How are you?
I'm all right, I reckon. I'm still clogged up. I'm still pretty much clogged up from the other week.
Are you?
Which isn't good.
No. So, I think maybe you need some time off.
Christmas is on the way, yeah. So I'll get the opportunity to relax a little bit then.
Good, good.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about your week in a bit. Meanwhile, let's get straight on with the show and see what we've got coming up. We're talking to one of Wolves footballers. He's on the phone. He's not in the studio.
Oh, Jason, you told me he was going to be here.
Plus, he's either 16 or 17, so a little bit young for you.
So I am old enough to be his mother.
Only if you live in certain parts of the area, not all of them. But there we go.
But you told me that's the only reason why I absolutely raced back from London, because you told me there was going to be a footballer in the studio.
Couldn't be done, unfortunately.
Oh, my goodness.
We're also hearing from a gentleman called Ian Watko Watkins.
Now, that's got to be a made-up name.
I don't know. We'll ask him, shall we?
Yeah.
Having a chat with him a little bit later on, he does breakfast.
Breakfast what?
A breakfast show on a radio station.
I thought we all do breakfast.
I didn't avoid breakfast, to be fair, but there we go. So we're having a chat with him about his stuff and what goes on in his world a little bit later on.
Excellent. And?
Music.
Yes.
Coming from Motorcade.
Who?
Motorcade.
Oh, right.
Jim, joining us on the phone a bit later with some of their tunes. But first of all, and most importantly, because she's sat directly behind us at the moment, we have a young lady from the Newhampton Arts Centre, Centre Manager Christine McGowan. Hello.
Hello, Christine.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you. Just warming up slightly.
I know.
Chilly or what today?
Well, it's not exactly warm in here, Jason, either, is it?
No. But we don't have a heater in here. We only have an air conditioning unit.
Which is no good.
Not
when
really.
It's minus six outside.
Yeah, unless we air condition outside and send the heat in here, there's not enough to move around. So it is winter. If you do want to keep warm, though, there's lots of fun things going on down at the Newhampton Arts Centre. And I think your promotions are basically saying it's a great way of doing it on a budget as well, because there's some really good value tickets.
This is very true, yes. We have a bit of a commitment to making things accessible to people, so that means having good quality but having low-cost tickets, so everybody has a chance to come.
And there is a pantomime, which I'm quite excited by.
What's the pantomime?
Is a pantomime. Well, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, that's one of my favourites, you know.
It's a nice story.
Favourite stories,
yeah. It's got a wolf in it, although he doesn't always work out well for the wolf in that one, but there
no,
we go.
No,
we
no.
We like wolves, though, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
It's Zip Theatre.
Zip Theatre, who are based at the Arts Centre, mm-hmm. and they've been touring with the pantomime at the moment to local venues and schools, community centres and so on. And they're back at the Arts Centre finishing off the tour on Saturday the 18th of December. They've been doing this, I don't know how many years, but for years they've been doing a pantomime every year.
I think it's always lovely to see pantomime at Christmas. It just gets me in the Christmas mood.
It puts you in the spirit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just like the whole he's behind you thing, don't you? The sort of, yeah. There's another shouting. It's the shouting you like, really, on the panto.
It's the nice looking men, actually. That's a whole other story.
Yes, leching again, young lady. But how much is it to get into the Little Red Riding Hood?
Well, it's £6.50 for adults. Children are £4. You can get a family ticket for £18.
That's fabulous. What
and
a great
value. If there's a bunch of you coming, we can do you a group rate as well.
And so, what time is that on?
We've got two daytime performances. Mm-hmm. We've got a 2 o'clock one, and then a slightly unusual time, at 12 noon.
Oh,
so you kind of fit it in between your morning shopping and your afternoon shopping.
Moving the audience around with that one's going to be an interesting, but isn't it?
Yeah. The show lasts about an hour, so it's... it's fine, you know, for small children and that. It's
they keep their attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's a good family show.
And they'll know the story, but it's got a nice Black Country twist on it as well,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Yeah, it has a bit of a Black Country twist to it. That's right, yeah.
And what else have you got going on there, Christine?
Well, then we've got Christmas Carol. This is, you know, the Dickens classic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this is done by one actor, local actor, Jonathan Wyatt, who does the whole show. plays all the parts, including all four ghosts,
mm-hmm.
and the entire Cratchit family at one go, which has to be seen to be believed.
That is pretty amazing.
I'm impressed already.
Yeah. So
without any special effects?
No special effects. Just lots of acting and a few props.
Oh, how wonderful. What a great idea.
And what are the details for tickets on that one?
So that one's £5 for adults. Children are £3. You can get a family ticket for £12 for that. And that's great. It's an adult show, but also for slightly older children, I'd say sort of 7 up on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it makes you laugh, it makes you cry.
And I think Charles Dickens is just beautiful.
And what's this about mince pies being involved?
Oh, yeah, well, we will have some mince pies at the end of the show.
That's
as well.
It, I have to go.
For the Christmas spirit.
If
bit
only
of Christmas
for the
spirit.
Mince pies.
Yeah.
And there's actually a ticket deal on if you go and see both Zip's production and John's.
Yeah, if you decide to do the pantomime and Christmas Carol, we give you 10% off the ticket, so you can do yourself a bit of a
those
deal.
Those prices are absolutely brilliant. When you look around at the prices of most of the pantomimes that are on locally, they're really quite expensive. Mm-hmm. Those prices are really good.
Got music on the way a little earlier on in the month as well.
Yeah. Our theatre lends itself. It's great for theatre, but it's great for music as well. It's got brilliant acoustics, and it's a small venue, so it's a really kind of intimate experience, whoever you come to see there.
So I've been associated with the New Hampton Arts Centre for 10 years, and I've never actually seen an event in the theatre there.
I've
managed to miss them.
Where actually is the New Hampton Arts Centre?
Oh, it's a stone's throw from here. If you're from where we are at the Molyneux,
mm-hmm.
If you go just opposite the road, you go down Molyneux Alley or Dunkley Street comes out opposite Asda. So
yes.
We're just about 3 minutes walk from here.
Oh, wow. Do you know what? I never knew.
We're a little bit hidden, but once you get there, you'll be amazed at what is there.
It's the old grammar school, isn't it?
It was the municipal grammar school. The college still occupy the building at the front that you can see from New Hampton Road.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the back, you've got the theatre, you've got rehearsal studios, we've got recording studios, we've got dance studios.
So do you have, like, Zumba classes?
We do have Zumba classes.
Right, I'm bringing you along, Jason, for a Zumba class to New Hampton Arts Centre.
We have Zumba, we have Bollywood.
Do you have belly dancing? That's one of Jason's personal.
Well, we don't have belly dancing, but we do have. There is a belly dancing show coming up in April.
Really?
So yes.
Well, we'll get that on the website. We were talking about music before we got distracted.
Yes, because
there's an event on the Friday, the 10th of December.
That's right. We've got Cajole coming. And supported by Lady Fortune and your biggest fan club.
I'm glad you said. I've got it written down here. I wouldn't have had a clue what that was going to be. So it's Cajole. What do they do?
They're an indie band, mm-hmm. and they've come through Birmingham Promoters. So this is a joint promotion with the Birmingham Promoters, whom we're just kind of exploring the bands that they've got available at the moment.
How cool!
Right, we've got to get them on here, I think. That's the next rule.
Yeah.
Put us in touch.
Okay.
We'll have a little bit of their music. Tickets cost £4 for that one on the door.
That's right.
But what time does it get going?
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock start.
So turn up for about half 7.
Yeah,
make sure you get a good
seat. If you want to get near the front.
And Northern Soul as well?
Northern Soul, yes. That's had a bit of a...
It's not like I'm reading this, honestly.
Yes, had a bit of an increase in popularity recently. Did you?
A revival, I think.
A revival. Yes. That's the word I'm trying to get.
It's more of a revival's revival, though, isn't it? It's been coming and going over the years.
Did you see the film Soul Brother that was on at the Lighthouse recently?
Oh, I missed that one.
It's really good, yeah.
Jason, you didn't miss it. You never miss anything. Always at everything.
Okay, I didn't get free tickets for that one. so that's probably more like the way it
that
was.
That is more like it, yes.
Anyway. You're as bad.
So we've got the All Scars,
mm-hmm.
On Friday the 17th of December, and they're another local band, and followed by Northern Soul DJ, so that's going to be a good night going on till late, so there'll be a late bar on that one. And it has to be said that the bar at the New Hampton Arts Centre also does the most reasonable drinks you'll ever come across.
There's a bar as well. Does this place get any better? Well. Can you drink while you're doing Zumba class?
I think that might be dangerous.
Yeah, you may spill some of it at least.
Oh,
but I've only ever experienced the food there during the day, and that was very good as well.
Yeah, there we are. Yeah,
okay, so we've heard all about the events. Some of them are pay on the door, but if you do want to book tickets for the pantomime and also Christmas Carol, what's the number?
Okay, it's Wolverhampton 572090.
Now, we did mention the fact you've got a website as well.
It is, which is newhamptonarts.co.uk.
And you can find out details of all forthcoming events. Can you book via the website as well, or is it all a telephone?
You can. There's a link from the website. You can book online.
So if you don't really want to talk to a real person until you turn up on the night, you can do it that way.
Oh, if you want to book in the middle of the night or something while we're all asleep.
It happens. People listen to podcasts at all sorts of times a day, so do it now. Make sure you get your tickets.
Sounds fabulous. Do you know, I never knew that all that went on there, so I'm really glad that you've come in, Christine, to tell us about it.
Well, good to meet up with you. Thank you for popping down.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure to see you.
All the best with everything. Have a lovely Christmas.
And you.
Thank you.
And enjoy your events. We'll see you soon.
Yes. Cheers.
Bedtime recorded with our first track from our featured band this week. They are Motorcade. You want to hear what they sound like, don't you?
Yeah, I think they probably sound really cool.
Let's see. This is Kickstart. Motorcade.
Should I say it again?
You can, yeah. Are they cool?
Yeah.
You think they're cool?
I think they sound really cool.
You all right now?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You calm down. It's the excitement, yeah, the band playing their music and stuff. It can get to you. Should we go to the phones?
Yes, let's. Who have we got on the phones?
It's Ian Watko Watkins. Hello.
Hello. I think they were really cool too.
Thanks, Ian. I don't see. Sounds so silly now.
Good, because he knows about things. He does a breakfast show, so yeah. Therefore he must know his music.
Oh yeah, exactly.
So, Mansfield 103.2.
Yep, that's where I work. I've been working there for 10 years now, but I've only been doing the breakfast show for 6 months, I think. I started in August, so.
So no, that's not 6 months ago, is it? No, that's August, September, October, November. That's 4 and a bit months.
Okay, well, nearly 6 months.
It feels like 6 months, though, when you've been getting up at that time of day, I'm sure.
What time do you have to get up, Ian?
Well, at the moment, because of the weather, I'm getting up at 3:30.
Oh, no! Is it worth going to bed?
No, not really. Luckily, there's the ashes on, so I can, do a bit of that. And then I tend to sort of walk in about 4:10, so I get there about 5:00.
Oh, wow.
Because my car is currently snowed in where I live, so I can't drive it, unfortunately. So it's a bit of a walk in the mornings. In -8 this morning.
What's the weather like where you are at the moment?
It's just very, very cold, but there's lots of snow still on the ground.
Oh, well, at least most of our snow's gone in the Wolverhampton side of the Midlands. But
so what time do you have to go to bed then in the evening?
It depends. If I'm being crazy, but if I'm obviously being sensible, then you know, between 8 and 9.
Oh, that's so. We're at the 10 to 7, which is when we're recording now. You're thinking about going to sleep already.
Well, do you know what? I took a power nap, 20 minutes, just so I could be on top form for you guys.
We're appreciating it. It's sounding good. So tell us a bit about your breakfast show then. What do you tend to feature?
Well, we do all kinds of stuff. I've written down a list here. Would you believe? Because I'm thinking, what have we done? What have we done? And
you had your own beer. I know that much. You had that for the beer festival.
Yeah, we had a beer festival that took place a couple of months back now, and we got involved with the local branch of Camera, and Mansfield used to have a brewery, but some guys called Wolverhampton and Dudley Breweries, they took it over.
Yes.
Really? Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, and then they closed it.
Oops.
Oh, dear.
But Banksy's is a very nice bitter.
Well, it's fantastic. I totally understand why you did it. I know that Mansfield rocks, and if you needed to take it away, that's fine, I understand. But we thought, hey, it'd be great to bring back sort of a beer to Mansfield and sort of brew it in our own backyard. So we got a local microbrewery involved called the Naked Brewer Brewery. They brewed it for us. Yeah, well, she was in all the local papers, naked behind a keg and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's a marketing ploy if ever there was one.
This is it. Her name's Sarah Webster and she's brilliant. I think she's one to watch. If you're sort of like a real ale drinker, watch out for the Naked Brewer Brewery, because, I mean, our beer was the first thing that she's done, but I mean, I know that some of the stuff that's already been made since then is fantastic. So watch out for a bit of that.
It's not just the nakedness that's any good.
Not just because of the nakedness there, Nina. No, it's all about the taste.
Oh, right, okay.
You did keep your clothes on during the whole of the brewing process, didn't you?
Well, I had to because of health and safety hygiene
just
reasons.
Just checking.
I was desperate to get naked, but they just wouldn't let me. So we brewed this beer, and eventually we sort of sold it at the beer festival, and it went down really well. And
did you sell out?
Do you know what? I don't think we did. I don't think
did
it was
you
that
try?
Good.
Did you try and drink the profits?
I wonder where all the rest of it is now. I wonder if it's anywhere near Ian's house.
Well, do you know what? Look, I wanted to take some home with me, but there was so much that she had to sort of like remove it back to her pub, which is somewhere in deepest, darkest Nottinghamshire. So it went well, though, and it was kind of cool to get involved with something like that, and it was cool to bring it back to Mansfield.
Great.
I'd love to make some more at some point, but yeah, I've not got the skills, and I've not got a brewery, unfortunately.
Well, it could be the Boots brewing kit in the shed.
Anyway, you know, the Wolverhampton Dudley Brewery doesn't exist anymore anyway, does it? It's
no.
Marsden's now.
Yeah, everything sort of changes, doesn't it, in the world of brewing? They get bigger and bigger rather than some of the interesting ways in which it everywhere had its own local beer.
It's amazing, though, when you smell the hops in the morning, you know, when you're going past. It's just the smell is just unbelievable. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's something that I miss when I sort of drive through Mansfield. When I was a kid, I used to remember sort of that smell of Horlicks.
It's that kind of yeasty.
You didn't quite realise what it was at the time, but you've made it for
it
since.
Like, you know, Bovril or Horlicks or something along the lines of that, Ovaltine or whatever. And it turned out that it made you drunk and it was great, but I didn't realise.
So what else are you getting up to? Because you actually have a producer and a whole on-air team stations. You're doing well.
I've got a lot of people sort of behind me. These people are sort of like guys that really want to get on in radio. I sort of see it as like radio presenter. That's me with anger issues. And then I'm kind of backed up by like really, really top guys who I think you watch out for the Naked Brewer, watch out for my producer. His name's Rob Howard. He recently won the Best Student Mail Award down in London a couple of weeks back. And he also won something called the Kevin Greening Award as well, which is basically the award about creativity, the best sort of creative student in the land. And today, of all days, when we're recording this, he's been down to Radio 1 because he's going to do a couple of shows on Radio 1. So definitely Rob Howard. You heard his name here first on the Milk Bar.
Yep. He sounds like one to watch, definitely.
He's a good guy, and I don't know how the hell he puts up with me, if I'm honest.
But you can try and stay friends for when he's rich and famous, and I hope maybe the role swap round and you can make tea for him.
People keep saying to me that I should change and be nicer to him, but if you've listened to the podcast, I've certainly kept up all of the nastiness, because I just think that we've got a really sort of a a good sort of dynamic, and I think it sort of works. And he knows I'm only teasing anyway. So.
That's all right. Yeah, because you do have a weekly podcast, and is the weekly breakfast BAP.
Yeah. What do you think of the name?
It's good fun, and you do play the part and the introduction and everything. So it is it's breakfast. It's full of flavour, so I'm cool with that.
The thing is, right, it takes a lot of time up, and originally we weren't really sure whether we were going to do it, but people seem to like it. We get downloads, which is kind of cool, and we get downloads from, you know, not just in sort of the Mansfield, Ashfield and Bolsover area where Mansfield 103.2 broadcast to. People pick it up all over, and iTunes were very kind to us. They kind of liked it, and they put it on their sort of podcast page. We keep on going. I think we're sort of 16 weeks in now, and I think we've done some fun stuff on it, I think. I don't think we've upset anybody yet, which is good.
I found it quite amusing on the episodes that I've listened, so I haven't quite caught up with them all yet. But
I'm going to have to give it a listen now. I didn't know about this, so I'm going to have to listen.
Check him out.
Well, that'd be fantastic. We'd love you to listen, Nina. It'd be great. Any downloads, that's thumbs up to that. I've been listening to your shows today, actually. I've heard a little bit of you in the past. Mm-hmm. Because me and Jason have been sort of friends on Facebook for a bit, so I've sort of delved in and delved out, but I heard a bit, and I'm kind of like was a bit worried that I was going to bring down the good vibe that you guys are doing over there.
I can edit out those bits. It's all right.
No,
it's fine. The editing is a magical tool. I will warn Nina, when you're listening, make sure you listen in sequence, otherwise you'll spoil the results of the Nana Darts League.
And this what?
Nana? Explain the Nana Darts League.
Okay, well, basically, simple as this. I mean, everybody loves nanas. Everybody loves darts. Everybody loves leagues. Put those three together, and you got the Nana Darts League.
So you have grandmothers with darts stood on the hockey in a league.
Yeah, in a league, and we did it sort of like once every week, and we got the nanas together.
It's an excuse for you to go to the pub, basically, wasn't it?
Instead of going to bingo.
That's exactly what it was. It was an excuse to go to the pub and to get sandwiches made by the wonderful people at the pub for us at half time.
Did the nanas bring cake as well? Because nanas' cake is always the best cake in the world.
Do you know what? They didn't bring any cake, but because they were so serious about this. These nanas, right, I didn't realise that they'd all played before, but all of the nanas that we got involved all used to be in pub teams. They really wanted it. It was serious.
That's brilliant. I've got a perfect picture of you all now. To them taking it really seriously.
They do. I don't know what it is. There's something about darts that brings out the worst and best in all of us.
How funny. That's brilliant. What a lovely... We should do something like that, Jason.
We're playing darts. It's better than playing darts in real life, let alone just doing it on a podcast.
No, I'm going to put you in for belly dancing competitions.
Well, look, we had Zoe. She was off doing her cage fighting thing. And we actually went out and spent an afternoon doing that. And she basically said she could grapple a half-naked young man in a cage.
Oh, I never really thought about that. What about mud wrestling?
Do you want to? You want me to mud wrestle you?
No.
Oh, I thought my luck was in for a minute.
I've got an idea. Why don't we put you in for tough guy?
That's not going to happen.
You and Ian could go in for tough guy.
No, well, actually, a mate of mine over at Beacon, James Carpenter, he was nearly put down for the tough guy competition as one of the things that he was
nearly
doing.
Put down after the tough
he
guy competition.
He would have to be. He decided he was going to chicken out because it's a bit of a nightmare. What's the worst challenge they've tried to get you to do, Ian?
Well, the great thing is, with me being sort of like the boss, I kind of set the challenges. That's what you've got to hold on to there, Jason.
You call
the
shots.
But Nina's quite forceful. That's yeah, you have to be careful with this one, I tell
well,
you.
Well, I hear that she loves Angry Birds, so, you know, if she's into that, then I can understand her being forceful, because it's the whole sort of springing back of the elastic and seeing those birds hit those lovely little pigs.
I am addicted to Angry Birds.
Have you got the Christmas version?
No, is there a Christmas version?
There's a
version?
Seasonal version, yeah.
Seriously? Only I know there's a Halloween pence. Version.
Mm. Oh. Anything to make you part with your cash if you're addicted to Angry Birds, but there we go.
I am writing that down. Christmas version of Angry Birds.
You're addicted to her.
Yeah, I was listening to one of the shows today, and you mentioned it. I was like, I like that too. We've got something in common.
Yay!
How sweet. If you're not careful, she then gets Gwan involved at this point and has you have a makeover, but there we go.
I've got a confession to make, by the way. When you first got in touch with me, you wanted me to talk about my professional pudding tasting.
Yes.
Which is something that I wrote on my Facebook. The confession is I don't get paid to eat puddings.
I'd forgotten about that. It's been that long since we've been nattering on there. But
yeah. Sorry about that. I don't. And it's just a terrible lie. It's something I'd love to be able to be paid for. I'm a pudding fan.
I would like to put myself up for that role as well. A bit like the chocolate tasting for the guy that was on last week.
Oh, yeah, we have a chocolatier, I think, is a technical term. You've probably heard Louis on the programme.
Chocolatier.
Yes. I can't spell that, but I can barely say it. but he would be... he comes up with some wild and magical flavours, and Nina is still desperate to get her hands on his chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, I suppose I heard him, and he seemed like a lovely guy. I'm sure that there's going to be some chocolate going spare there.
But I haven't seen any.
I have had some full sent.
Oh, brilliant! So it's very you nice. Send the, you, but I never get. To
it
see
wasn't
them.
Your week. You weren't in that week.
Oh, geez.
I'll have words. See what we can fix up. Ian, tell us how people can actually get in touch with you, listen to your podcast, and catch you on air.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm on weekdays. You can listen online if you fancy and listen to it all. But probably the best way of doing it would be to download the Breakfast Bat or the Batcast. You see, we've even got a little nickname for
That's
it.
That's brilliant. I love that.
So yeah, you can get it on iTunes. Or you can download it from our website, which is mansfield103.co.uk, or you can add me on Facebook if you want, which Jason knows about, and I'm also on Twitter as well. So,
I've not followed your Twitter feed. I'll have to add that
one
in.
Do you tweet often?
Not crazily. Sometimes maybe I overdo it and I indulge too much, a bit like my pudding tasting. But then I hold back because I realise that some people aren't interested in the drivel that I spout. But twitter.com/whatco, and come and say hello.
Ian Watkins, thank you for joining us.
Fabulous. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much,
don't ever lie down now.
This city on rock and roll.
So you're back, a tune I've remembered, drawn up on my doorstep, in silks and a smile. I'm on edges and angles tonight. Outside, feet at the pavement, beat of a siren, spilling my guts out on edges and anger, edges and anger. We could live.
Motorcade. We played to an empty room. I doubt they do that. Because they're cool, aren't they?
They do. Yeah,
they're cool. They're really cool band. Right, you continue to be cool now to talk to our next guest, okay?
I know, I'm a bit nervous, actually.
Because she's a footballer?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, so there we go. You're excited already, and you haven't even spoke to him yet. Jake Cassidy, hello, sir.
Hello.
Do you have this effect on the ladies all the time?
Yeah, all the time.
Hi, Jake.
The joys of being a footballer. Hi. And 17 years old as well, so give us a bit of the history on yourself, because you joined Wolves back in August, having had a really good season in 2009-2010.
Yeah, it started off pretty well when I was 16, playing for Llandudno Junction back in Wales, and then after that season, scoring 29 goals in 30 games.
Wow.
I signed for Airbus UK in the Welsh Premiership, and I played 7 pre-season games for Airbus, scoring 7 goals.
It all sort of changed from there, didn't it? Because you left Airbus having had a loan period at Wolves?
I came on trial for the week and played against Telford for the development squad and scored a goal for Wolves there.
Yeah, because it was a good win, wasn't it, as well, that one?
Yeah, 4-2.
Fantastic. I think you sound a bit good.
And it's good to be part of that sort of thing. I mean, they've seen some of the new guys have been on the bench. Sam Winner was there for the match at the weekend. But obviously, the Wolves believe in bringing young players through.
Yeah, it's a very good club for bringing players through. Sam Winnell is obviously a good player and deserves a chance.
I did a fashion show with Sammy Winnell.
And
he's
as good at strutting his stuff as he is on the pitch.
He's fabulous. He's a real cheeky little lad, but he's great. Really, really enjoyed his company. So what's in store for you now then, Jake, with regards to your footballing career? How's it going to progress from here, do you hope?
Hopefully just carry on playing well and push towards the first team. That's my ambitions in the next year or two.
Now, you actually played and received your first cap for Wales from the under-19 squad. And is it Liechtenstein you played again earlier on this year?
Yes, Liechtenstein away.
What was it like running out for your home country?
Great experience. Can't really explain it.
Was it really emotional?
Fairly.
And did you score in that match?
No, I didn't, unfortunately. Oh,
that must be the one and only time that you haven't.
How do things work within the Wales squad? You've played for the under-19s, and you then take the next step up. Are you hoping to make the full old men's side, I suppose it'll be, in the few years to come?
Yeah, just hopefully just get the chance and get the opportunities to progress into the first team for Wales.
But what was it like receiving the cap, though? Because it comes through a short while afterwards. You don't get it on the actual day of the game. And you had the presentation from Steve Bull in front of the crowd at Molineux. Was that good for you?
Yeah, great feeling getting it presented by Steve Ball, legend in Wolves, so really good experience.
Mm-hmm. Where have you put the cap?
My mum and dad have got it at home in the cabinet.
Oh, I bet they have. I bet they can't wait to fill their cabinet up, can they?
Hopefully.
Would you ever wear it, do you think, if you were off out somewhere?
maybe a night out.
Really? Is that the fashion now? You could start a new fashion, Jake, couldn't you? You could start a new fashion. No, hardly anybody would be able to actually catch on. It would be uber cool, wouldn't it?
It would be a very limited club of people who are able to do that. So what's it like being a footballer living in Wolverhampton then? Because I take it you're in digs at the minute and you must be missing the family a bit.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Just never experienced again, just getting away from home, which is nice sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Do they look after you well?
Yeah, it's really good.
And have you got lots of mates that you've met?
Yeah, well, I'm living with Matthew Doherty, who was on the bench for the first team Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good lad, so enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. And it's digs, isn't it? You often find yourself living with families in the area that way too.
Yeah, I'm only 5 minutes from the training ground, which is handy.
Mm-hmm. That's brilliant.
Especially with this weather. could probably skate here.
Training continues even in the cold weather. How do you cope with that?
Plenty of layers.
I might actually put myself forward for the physio role, because there must be lots of aches and pains this time of year with the cold and everything. What do you reckon?
For sure.
Right, we'll make a date for you two. Calm down, behave yourselves. Is there a girlfriend back home who's now missing you and is probably slightly worried about young ladies like this flirting with you when you're out and about?
I bet he's got lots of girls all lining up for you, haven't you, Jake?
No, I've settled down with a girlfriend, pretty happy.
Have you? Oh, good for you. Does she live in Wolverhampton then?
No, she's back home in Wales.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? How lovely.
They may be apart, but still, he remembers when you're flirting with him.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's only a bit of fun.
That's the way, I don't know. Well, there, Jake, thank you for joining us, and say good to talk to you, and say good luck with the rest of your career. And so we do look forward to seeing you very soon on the pitch at Molineux wearing old gold and black.
All right.
Cheers. Bye, for now.
Jake. Bye. Bye.
Let's take more music from Motorcade. This time round, the tune is called Bruises.
Last night for the first time in a long while. Monday morning doesn't seem so real anymore. I'm getting old enough to notice the bruises fade a little slower, hit a little lower. I'm black and blue all over, barely lucid, barely sober. It's that time again. It's that time again. Want to believe it doesn't matter as the crimson spills a pattern down our clean white virgin walls. Oh, you could have had, you could have had it all. Could have had it all. Started taking it for granted. I'll end it at a convenient time, somewhere later where hell I don't mind. So sit me in the corner with my demons, dreaming of nights a little brighter, days a little lighter. I'm black and blue all over, barely lucid, barely sober. It's that time again. It's that time again. Want to believe it doesn't matter as the crimson spills a pattern down our clean white virgin walls. Oh, you could have had, you could have had it all. Have it all for what it's worth. No one knows. Have it all for what it's worth. No one knows. I'm black and blue all over, barely lucid, barely sober. It's that time again. It's that time again. Want to believe it doesn't matter as the crimson spills a pattern down our clean white virgin walls. Oh, you could have. Oh, you caught up.
Motorcade and Bruises. You're listening to The Milk Bar. Jason and Nina here with you.
Hello.
Hello. And joining us on the phone now is Jim from the band. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Jim.
Hey.
How's things with you?
Yeah, not too bad, Jim.
Oh, good. Loving the music.
Thanks.
I'm loving the music.
Yeah, you were officially designated as what, Nina?
Cool.
Cool. There we go.
Okay.
So, quite happy with your performance so far. What you got to do now is live up to the same levels in the conversation. So fingers crossed, you'll be witty and exciting. Now, you're front man for the band. You're on guitar and singing.
We're kind of a four piece from Len. We've been going about 8 months now, I think, with our last lineup.
Mm-hmm. Is it one of these lines that sort of moved around a bit as people have come and gone from the?
We've got a bit spinal tap. We've gone through like a few guitarists and a couple of drummers as well, but we seem to have settled now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we started songwriting again, sort of in the summer, and we've got a bunch of new songs that we just started to pick up online on the MySpace.
Great sound. I love the sound. It's awesome.
It is good. What are the two new songs that we're hearing?
The two newest ones are probably Kickstart and One in Ten.
Now, we've taken Kickstart. We'll be hearing One in Ten after later. We've spoken. Explain where your thoughts are on the music, apart from being cool. You know, what's the background?
Well, I kind of grew up listening to sort of indie music, so we've got a bit of that vibe in there. But to be honest, we just like writing sort of catchy pop hook nonsense. It's basically about just stuff that people home on the way home. That's kind of what we're going for.
If you can pop on your iPod and worry people on the bus by smiling too much, that's the sort of music you want to be producing.
Well, yeah, hopefully, yeah. So hopefully with a bit of an edge. I don't really want to slip into sort of shallow pop nonsense. So I like to think it's like musically a bit cool as well.
You don't watch The X Factor then?
No, I'm actually a fan, I'll be honest.
Nor was I on Saturday night. Thought it was terrible. Anyway, where are you guys from?
We're all Lem locals, actually. Yeah, I've been living here for about kind of a few years now.
Uh-huh. And whereabouts, are you off doing any gigs, or are you sort of touring around and about, or where can people see you? Have you got anything planned before Christmas, or...?
We're kind of on a break for the Christmas at the moment. We just finished a couple of gigs. Last two we played were in the Golden Cross in Cov, which was really good, and the newly opened Prince of Wales just down the road in Lem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, we can usually find gigging like around the Cov and Leamington area.
Now, it's a good point. You have to point it out. Lem to you means Leamington, but no one else realised you mean Leamington Spa. So it's important we get that point across. But I mean, Leamington is actually a lovely town. And is it really ready for indie rock music? Has it not caught up with the 60s even yet?
Well, I don't know. The scene's not massive, I'll be honest. But we can usually draw a crowd when we play.
I should think so. You're blooming cool.
Cheers, man.
You're very cool. Have you got a website that I can look at you to see if you are even cooler?
Yep, we're on the MySpace. It's MySpace/MotorcadeBand.
Uh-huh.
All one word. And we've got a Facebook page as well. If you just search for a motorcade, you'll find us.
Where did the name come from? Or should I not ask?
It hasn't got an interesting story. It was a drunken conversation.
Yeah. That must be interesting if it was drunken.
So what are the plans for the band then? Because I take it you've all got day jobs and the like at the moment. So are you trying to just sort of fit in the gigging with doing that?
Yeah. I mean, at the moment we're just trying to work on a video for Kickstart. Because I thought it'd be a good laugh to try and put a video together, see how that goes. And then maybe sort of mooch around a bit. We're just trying to, at the moment, just trying to play a few gigs, sort of build up a bit of a following, really.
Mm-hmm. What ideas have you got for a video?
You're offering to star in it then?
Yeah, I really want to be in the music video.
We're looking for extras if you're interested.
Oh, yeah, seriously. I'd love to. I want to be in a music video.
This young lady's diary is a nightmare.
Oh, but... no. What are your ideas, anyway?
Something fairly simple just to start with. Just something that looks quite cool. Sort of handy cam footage, bit of a gig, hopefully screaming crowds, you know, the usual.
Groupies.
Yeah, pants flying all over the place.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds like a normal night out for you, doesn't it? I wouldn't know, it's only when you're working and you're having to get changed in a hurry in the background, but there we
Thank
go.
Thank you, Jason.
So we've had the web address. What does 2011 hold for you then? Are there going to be loads of gigs listed on myspace.com/motorcadeband?
Yeah, we've entered a few cool sort of competitions as well. I think we're entering the Surface Festival this year, which is kind of a Battle of the Bands thing. Mm-hmm. We're going to start... hopefully do a couple of local festivals, just sort of try and see how far we can go with the band, really. We've got a settled lineup, a few decent tracks, and kind of looking forward to it. Should be a good laugh.
It'd be nice if you're settled now and you've got everybody on board that you want on board and that you're all sort of like local and all that kind of thing. Because sometimes it's really difficult, isn't it, when you've got day jobs and then you're trying to do all the rehearsing and then fit in the gigs and everything, and everyone else you've got lives as well. And so to fit everything in is quite challenging, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it can be a bit tricky to juggle sometimes, but I think we've pretty much got the lineup sorted now. Except, well, if anyone wants to come and play synth for us, you can never have enough synth.
Okay. <That's>, contact them via the MySpace page if you're a synth player and can work in the Leamington area. Various gigs available. Sounds good to me. Right, so we've heard the single, which you're doing the video for at the minute. The last tune we're going to hear from you tonight is 1 in 10. Tell us a bit about this one.
It's kind of one of my... more depressing tune, but it's a bit more rocky than usual. I wrote it fairly late at night, so apologies for the lyrics.
So is this a B-side rather than...
I'll leave you guys to be the judge.
I'm sure Nina will still love it anyway, because she's enjoying the sound of the band.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Knocking crockery
really
over into the band.
Over in excitement.
It just gets a bit much for her. But we'll take a listen to this. Thanks for joining us, Jim. We'll look forward to hearing more from you, hopefully, in the future. You never know. We'll have to try and get you in for a live session at some point.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, I'd love that.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks very much for playing me. It's been wicked. Cheers.
Thanks,
no problem at all.
Jim. Thanks so much. Take care.
Cheers.
So we take our final tune from Motorcade.
Kid is a limit, you don't win any favors here. For effort if you never finish, and I can feel it in my skin tonight. Cause I've been waiting for a phone call.
The easy way out.
How long can this go on?
One in ten. Did you listen closely to the words then? Was it or not? No, we'll listen properly on playback. We're nattering a bit, weren't we?
Yeah, we were talking.
Yeah, sorting out the rest of the podcast because it's just me and you to talk now. That's
I
it.
I know.
And we've got to find out what you've been up to in the last week because you went along to the clothes show.
I did. Now, I went to the clothes show.
You met up with Gok?
I did. I had a lovely, lovely time. Met up with Gok, met up with a few other people, and then ended up going for a drink with Gok in the hotel and. It was really nice. I had a lovely day. Met lots of people that I haven't seen for a while and a bit of a schmooze and a bit of a networking kind of thing for me. So it was nice. And I watched the show and I met up with some of the male models that I haven't seen for a while.
Letching.
Who were quite nice.
Letching.
And they just happened to have their tops off.
Right.
And it was, yeah, hard day, really.
it's all right for some, isn't it? I don't know. But, I mean, Gok, is there any more work on the way with his current series? Are you doing anything in the near future with him?
I might be doing something in the new year with him in March. There are some talks going on at the moment, but I'm not allowed to say
anything. That's all you can say at the minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's doing a series of fashion fix at the moment and carrying that on through. And then he's just basically promoting his book through thick and thin, which is what his autobiography, and he was signing quite a few of those copies at the clothes show as well.
I was at Bahrain Airport last month, and
yes,
there was Gok all over over a display. He was absolutely his book was all over the place. Yeah,
was it?
Mm.
No, yeah, it's a really lovely read. It's quite emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I have read it, but yeah, he's really true. You know, he's really true, and he tells you exactly how things were and how things are, and there's no, you know, everything sort of like straight down the line as you would expect.
Mm-hmm. Well, having heard him on Desert Island Discs as well, I mean, the piece that he did on there, it was, he certainly just seems to put it all on show.
And you can actually download the audiobook on iTunes as well. Yeah, he's actually reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a really nice idea.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So if you do want to hear that one.
Yeah, so that's on iTunes. And then I've just been all over the place again.
Mm-hmm.
London
today.
Off to Stockport tomorrow.
Right.
London again on Wednesday, Thursday. And then I'm off to Gloucestershire for the weekend, for You're a girly weekend.
Girl. Very, very busy girl.
And what are you up to?
Well, what's going on? Last Friday I went to see Reef.
Yes, did you go?
I did, yes.
Were they good?
Yeah, they're absolutely brilliant.
Did you put your hands up?
Actually, I tend not to join in with the actions in songs.
Oh.
But I went to the after show afterwards.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't so much an after show. My mate came with me, and Gary's cousin and his cousin's wife, and a young lady from the Shropshire Star.
All right.
That was the after show party.
Where did you hang out with the after show party crew?
At the behind the stage at the Wolf, and it's not that exciting.
Did you meet the band?
I obviously know the band already. But,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know Gary from Reef, and I met the band a few times.
Oh, Gary from Reef? I thought you were talking about Gary, your friend.
Yeah, no, Gary from Reef, so I know Gary.
Oh, look at you schmoozing with the stars.
Well, no, yeah, I'm not as many as you do, but there we go. And their support act from Ireland, the Young Aviators. I've got to get them on the podcast at some point, because that'll complete the set, because we've had Reef on. We had Templeton Peck, who were interestingly on the same podcast as Gary was, talking about the gig, so I think there might be some sort of connection there.
Maybe.
So I want to go for the set of the guys I saw.
Oh, okay. So when are we going to do that then?
We'll work on that. And Gary's bringing me an album. We've got to see what we can do.
Do you like the way I say we?
Yeah.
Because actually I don't do anything. I just turn up and you do all the work every single week.
Well, it's you're here and you make it fun.
Oh. So where are any gigs this week or dance classes?
I'm going to an evening at the Arena Theatre, no dance classes. I'm doing that on Friday night. I'm at a Christmas swing music event. What else have we got? I've got the Wolves Blues game on Sunday. Horse racing on Saturday night.
You're getting into this horse racing, aren't you?
Oh, it's this time of year. I'm working virtually every Saturday night. It's my last one before Christmas, so that's quite nice.
Have you done any Christmas shopping yet?
I've done all of it, I think.
Are you serious?
Yeah, apart from yours and Zoe's. that's all I still have to get. But you're difficult to buy for.
Well, have a good week anyway.
Yeah, are you back with us next week?
I don't know.
Tuesday record.
I don't know. Actually, I am in London. Oh, I'm in London Monday and Tuesday next week. I'm going to a ball. I'm going to what's all the people that are in the army and stuff? Regimental.
Regimental.
I'm going to a regimental ball next week.
Okay, that sounds
in
good.
In London.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with my best friend and her family.
Mm-hmm.
There's 12 of us going all together.
Mm.
I'm really excited. It's black tie and everything.
Wow, you've got to wear a black tie?
Yeah. I get to see all the men in uniform.
Oh, Jason. Well, yeah, I just clicked as to why she's interested, but there we go. I've got my Christmas card from you. Can I open that now?
Yeah, of course.
Because I haven't written mine yet. I'll do that. You'll have yours off me next week if you make it in.
Okay.
Let's see. Here we go. Oh, let's see what we got. Let's see, you can tell the person by the quality of their Christmas cards.
Aww.
And it's a charity one. In the Phoenix International Charity. No idea what it does. I shall read that through later.
I think it gives to lots of different people, actually.
Yeah, that's good. That's lovely. That's very nice.
Isn't it pretty?
Yeah. It upsets me when I get ones with photographs of baubles on, because those are the ones I never know who to send to.
Oh,
so,
really?
So when I get one of them, I know that I was bottom of the pile, but there we are.
It's got a nice wreath, a heart wreath on it.
It's very, very good. And embossed as well. Quality.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. Thank
Only
you
the
for
best
that.
For Nina, you
this
know.
This is the way it works. I had a sparkly one last year. That was good as well. Right. Thank you for joining us. Back for more next week, and we'll arrange it somehow so Nina doesn't get out of it, I'm sure. And we will catch you back from One of the Milk Bar for episode 79 next week.
Have a good week, Jason.
Half an hour, you too.
Bye.
With the Milk Bar, with Jason and Nina. With the Milk Bar, with Jason and Nina. With the Milk Bar. With Jason and Nina. We at the Milk Bar. With Jason and Nina.